He's back. President Trump, in a watershed speech at CPAC, rocked the house. It was one of the most impressive, passionate, eloquent speeches I've ever heard. And about halfway to two-thirds of the way through his speech, he just took it up to another level. It was Churchillian in the sense that it was defiant, that he will not back down, he will not be cowed. Instead, Trump let the media, big tech, the deep state, the Democrats, and the Republican establishment, that the America First movement, Trumpism, as he calls it, is now here to stay. It is bigger than him, and it will outlast him. My friends, he announced yesterday that he is going to do everything in his power to purge the Republican Party of every single rhino Judas, from Mitch McConnell to Mitt Romney to Liz Cheney, and that the Republicans are going to take back the House, win back the Senate, setting the stage up for Trump to possibly come back to power in 2024. And let's be crystal clear, the election was stolen from Trump. What we saw was a coup against him, a coup against the American people. No wonder they have to put 10,000 National Guard troops and double, triple, quadruple razor wire fencing around the Capitol. That's what took place. That's what is taking place. And what Trump laid out was a vision, an agenda, and policies that will turn the Republican Party into an absolute juggernaut. Better trade deals, standing up to communist China, restoring law and order, cutting taxes, deregulation, an end to the forever wars, protecting our Constitution, freedom of speech, Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, and an end to cancel culture. These are the issues that will propel the Republicans into becoming a permanent majority party, except for one thing: honest, free, and fair elections. And as Trump rightly said yesterday, without honest elections, you can run the best campaign, have the best ideas, and have the best movement. It doesn't matter. And the way to clean up the elections is for Republicans to start fighting at the local and at the state level. Get rid of mail-in ballots. Have voter ID everywhere. No longer accept Dominion voting systems. End all of the voter fraud, dead people voting, illegal aliens voting. Make sure only American citizens can vote, and have one election day, not a month of people in early voting, but one day for most Americans. My friends, Trump has laid out the agenda. He has given us our marching orders. The only question now is, will the Republicans follow? If they do, they will win. If they don't, they will lose. It's that simple. Go, Trump, go, baby. He's back, and he's better than ever.